Still, though I managed to survive and life was not unpleasant, I knew that I had to do whatever I could to escape the island. For this reason, I used some of my precious wood to keep a fire burning every night. I chose the beach on which I had first landed because I thought that it would be the direction from which ships might appear. And every day, as I scoured the shore for food, I also hungrily searched the horizon for any hint of a ship's sails. So it was that one day, after I had been on the island for some months, I saw the tip of a mast lit by the setting sun. Building up my fire, I patrolled that shore until morning. Then, to my delight, I saw the ship approaching the island. Waving my arms, I drew the attention of the ship's captain, and he soon anchored offshore. A boatload of sailors bent their backs to the oars to bring me to the ship. They spoke to me in my own language and were shocked to find a fellow countryman in such a place. But they were no more shocked than I was when I saw that, by fortunate coincidence, the ship they brought me to was the very one that I had sailed on. By now I was very much changed, with my hair and beard grown long and even showing some gray. So it was no surprise that the captain, the very man I had often dined and chatted with, did not recognize me. I greeted him, though not by name, for I thought the shock might be too much for him. Instead, I asked where he was bound, to which he answered that he was on the return leg of a profitable voyage and hoped to come safely to Baghdad. To sweeten the pot, he added, he had hopes of selling there the goods of a man who had drowned on the voyage out. What was this man's name? I asked, believing that I could easily predict what the answer would be.